San Francisco General is the city's main public hospital and also the main provider for the city's poorest and most vulnerable residents. On an average day, about 20 people suffering from mental illness walk through its ER doors asking for psychiatric help. It's often a last resort for people without a support system or anywhere else to turn. But ongoing state and city budget cuts have forced San Francisco General, like many other public hospitals in the state, to make some tough decisions. And the psychiatric emergency rooms have been hit the hardest. In San Francisco, 60% of the beds designated for acute psychiatric care were cut. The burden of these cuts clearly falls on the patients who are unable to receive care. And when they are left to fend for themselves on the streets, it also falls on the San Francisco Sheriff's Department. Not using appropriate tactics when coming across the mentally ill in law enforcement can have deadly consequences.
Okay, fuck! Okay! I'm sorry, dude!
In July 2011, a mentally ill homeless man named Kelly Thomas died after a violent confrontation with six Fullerton police officers. A judge may decide to dismiss two of the officers' manslaughter charges at a January hearing. KALW's Nicole Jones has more on how deputies are getting the tools they need to safely deal with this changing population in and outside of jail.
A couple dozen deputies from the San Francisco Sheriff's Department are gathered around a conference table. Like most trainings, they start things off with coffee and donuts. Today's topic is an everyday reality of the job, but that doesn't make it any easier to talk about.
So these are some of the objectives for today. Discussing rates of suicide in the county jail, means of suicide in the county jail, assessing for suicide...
This is day one of a training designed by the San Francisco Public Health Department. It's meant to give the deputies strategies for dealing with people suffering from mental illness. The sheriff's department mostly handles calls from government buildings and oversees county jails. But over half the calls it gets are to help with a patient experiencing a psychiatric issue at SF General Hospital. California cut more than $580 million from mental health care programs in the last 2 years. That means the criminal justice system has to pick up the slack. So Deputy Bill Kelleher says the more training the department can get in this area, the better.
Dealing with mental health issues and the public in general, from a law enforcement standpoint, is very difficult. Because when we deal with them out in public, the problem we face is this person a person that is a criminal, or is this person that is just someone that needs help? And, you know, we have to make judgments and considerations based on limited information.
In this training, they discuss issues deputies deal with every day, like suicidal behavior in jail.
What are some reasons that people might consider suicide as an option in a jail?
The inevitable outcome of court trial if they're going through it.
There's a lot of stress. We talked about those stressors and they're in a vulnerable position. What other issues might come up in a jail setting?
The training addresses a revolving door between jails and the psychiatric ward, different diagnoses, and side effects of psychiatric medicine. And on the third day, deputies visit mental health clinics around the county, where they get advice directly from public health workers. In their discussions, the workers are aware that deputies work under much different circumstances than they do.
I would never say to a deputy, "Oh, the way you've been doing it, it's all wrong. Do it like this instead."
Ian Albert works with San Francisco County Jail Psychiatric Services and is at today's training.
Because a lot of these guys are very good at what they do. I've seen them de-escalate really out of control inmates without violence. They just use their words, their presence. It's wonderful. But the more tools that we can put in their toolbox, the more skills that we can help them develop, then that's awesome.
The San Francisco Sheriff and Public Health Departments work closely, despite having different philosophies on how to reach the same goal. Security and enforcing the law are first priority for the deputies, while public health workers may be willing to give a person more chances.
Well, I think ultimately the end goal is the same. I want to come to work, do my 8 hours, and leave safely. And I think everybody feels that. Nobody wants to put their hands on anybody. Nobody wants to hurt anybody. Nobody wants to get hurt. No deputy I've ever met wants to hurt anybody. No public health official that I've ever met will is okay with a mentally ill person acting violent or suicidal.
This kind of collaboration between public health officials and deputies is more relevant as state and local mental health programs deal with ongoing budget cuts. On top of that, realignment, the state's new criminal justice law that shifts responsibility of low-level offenders to the county, is changing the jail population as well. Deputies now have to deal with a different kind of inmate, one that is more likely to suffer from mental illness, says Assistant Sheriff Paul Miyamoto.
I think that's very interesting because that's probably an offshoot of not having the bed space outside and having people interact with public safety and get arrested.
Many counties like San Francisco say realignment is an opportunity to provide this group with more services at the county level and to help them transition back into their communities. In addition to providing reentry services, the Sheriff's Department started a program last year in the female housing unit that treats both mental health and substance abuse issues. The department also built a new jail in San Bruno to replace an older facility that wasn't safe for severely mentally ill inmates. But trainings like these prove that there's more to it than just building new facilities and programs, says Miyamoto.
You're looking at something deeper, and you're realizing that there are other issues behind what's motivating their behavior. So you have more of a background on substance abuse disorders, on cognitive disorders, things that you may not take into consideration when you're dealing with someone who continually wipes feces on their cell.
When someone walks in with a psychiatric emergency at SF General, it can be hours before a bed becomes available. So that's when the hospital turns to the Sheriff's Department for help. Miyamoto says it shouldn't have to come to that.
I don't think jail. We deal with it because they're part of the criminal justice system at that point, but I don't think it's the right place to warehouse people with mental health issues. I really think the emphasis should be on getting them the proper care within our current system.
So, again, a lot of this we've already talked about, but the dangerous and critical times in a jail environment are the first 24 hours of confinement.
At the training, it's clear that the deputies realize they have a role in helping people get care before they get arrested. No other sheriff department in the state is providing such extensive training on mental health as this one in San Francisco. In the next 2 years, the county aims to have all of its 850 deputies trained and hopefully better prepared to be on the front line of mental health care for those in need. In San Francisco, I'm Nicole Jones for Cross Currents.